Quiet Mind, Day 90, Enthusiasm, Divine Fuel. True creative power flows not from ego, but from inspired alignment with the present moment. Imagine you're doing something you love, maybe painting, teaching, designing, inventing, and suddenly you get a jolt, a powerful, clear vision of where this could go. That spark, that rush of purpose meeting joy, is enthusiasm, the third and most electrified modality of awakened doing. It's enjoyment plus vision, action plus clarity, joy with a mission. When you're in that state, you feel like a guided arrow, flying straight toward a goal, but loving every inch of the flight. To outsiders, you might look intense, even overwhelmed, but there's no stress in true enthusiasm. Stress happens when your eyes are so locked on the finish line that you forget to enjoy the step you're taking. That's when the ego sneaks back in whispering lies like, you're not enough yet, or you have to grind to be great. Stress signals a break from presence, and when presence leaves, so does the universe's creative fuel. You might still get results, but you'll be scraping your soul to do it. Enthusiasm, by contrast, is electric. It doesn't take, it gives. It doesn't battle, it harmonizes. It moves through you, not from you. Ralph Waldo Emerson wasn't exaggerating when he said, "Nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm." The word itself comes from the Greek entheos, meaning the God within. And when you're truly enthusiastic, that's exactly how it feels, like something holy is working through you. Here's the kicker. This divine enthusiasm has zero use for ego. It's not about building an empire, collecting trophies, or becoming someone. It's about becoming no one, a clear vessel through which creation flows freely, without the static of needing to prove or possess. Egoic ambition isolates. True enthusiasm unites. It wants the good of all, not just the gain of one. And when obstacles come, enthusiasm doesn't punch its way through. It flows around, adapts, softens, transforms. It doesn't need to win. It just continues, like water finding a new path. Enthusiasm is powerful because it's aligned with the source of all power. It doesn't manipulate or force. It radiates. And when the wave of that energy lifts you, you don't paddle, you ride. Still, no one lives in that state constantly. Once the wave passes, you return to quiet joy or simple presence. That's the rhythm. Stillness, joy, enthusiasm, stillness again. And when your life returns to calm or to work that's small and quiet, your task is just as sacred. There are people whose lives look ordinary on the surface. No big career, no spotlight, but they carry a powerful stillness. They hold the vibration of the new consciousness through their very being. These frequency holders aren't trying to change the world. They anchor it. They infuse even simple acts, cooking, changing a diaper, helping a neighbor, with the sacredness of full presence. They don't seek greatness, but their presence quietly transforms the world from within. Their influence runs deep, not wide, and through them, consciousness gently expands. They're not future-focused, they're here. And in their presence, so are you. So no, the idea of a new earth isn't some dreamy utopia. It's not a someday fantasy. It's a shift in how we live now. Not through striving, but by awakening. Not through vision boards, but by surrendering to the breath, the step, the task of this moment. Utopias fail because they imagine salvation in a future event. Awakening succeeds because it realizes salvation is already here. Underneath the noise of the mind, waiting to be lived. As a human being, you are not here to achieve greatness. You are here to embody consciousness. And in doing so, you will become a portal for greatness. Not the ego's kind, but something infinitely richer, something holy, something now. At this point, you are ready to begin serving Hashem Lashma, for His sake alone. This is the heart of being a Jew, to rise above self, to pour your life into His will, and to live with love and devotion. That asks for nothing in return. And seriously, go back to day one and read it all again. It won't be the same this time. You won't be the same.